Sybil.
It couldn't get here soon enough. Happy hump day, Mr. Joyner.
Hump day! J. Anthony Brown.
Good morning to all the African Americans. The hell have you got to lose, huh? I still love you.
All right, Sim. Everything's quiet this morning. You know, that's a tough way to wake up, isn't it? You know, let me see what happened last night.
What?
I hope everything quiet.
What is the latest? Well, the president.
What's the latest?
The president quieted a lot of folks yesterday by going to Louisiana.
I saw the pictures.
And,
oh, they were heartbreaking.
Well, they have been. I mean, that's what he faced was people whose lives have been turned upside down. And a part of the goodwill effort on the part of people going and putting a face on this is that the governor says that the donations that they had expected, that they had hoped for in the wake of this flooding was not what had occurred, actually. So they're hoping by the president coming and Donald Trump coming earlier that this will put a face on the disaster that many people are facing. And as a result, more donations will come in. You know, we talked to Reverend Jesse Jackson earlier this week, and he was going down there, and he's talking about what they need. And we're not donating. We're not sending things. We're not putting together efforts to send things to people in this flood-damaged area of Mississippi and Louisiana. And that's something that, if nothing else, and the president, you know, does a lot when he goes to visit areas like this, but if nothing else, hopefully people will take a look at this and realize the devastation that has been wrecked upon
these people. I saw one picture of the of a shelter, which was a gymnasium or an arena or something like that. And, you know, to see all the carts on the floors, you know, it was just heartbreaking knowing that those people, who knows how long they're going to be in that shelter. And it's full.
And that's not even all of the people who are affected, because a lot of people have gone to, you know, stay with families, or some people have housing down there.
God bless the people.
Yeah.
God bless the people who have taken in people who have lost everything.
And so that's the real. And so we have to come together. We have to do something in order to help these people, just the way we have with Superstorm Sandy, just the way we did after Katrina and storms after that. We have to get it together. We can't, you know, just say, oh, these poor people, we've got to do something.
You're right, Sim. You're right.
And the president, you know, that's what they do. That's probably, you know, besides being a cheerleader and telling people thank you and we know you can do it and we got your backs, we have to be the ones to back him up and show that we have the effort and the will to do that as well.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right. Cleveland Hustles.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight on CNBC.
LeBron's
10 Eastern. LeBron James' new show. I like LeBron James. And this is what I'm talking about. Cleveland Hustles. This is a reality show where LeBron and the crew match four local business leaders in with eight Cleveland area entrepreneurs. And each leader selects a business to invest in and works with the entrepreneur to open a brick-and-mortar store in underserved Cleveland neighborhoods.
That's cool.
He's promoting business and jobs with his TV show, along with sending kids to school and college.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's doing the darn thing.
A business who don't have the business.
And bringing a championship to the
things
city.
Things to do, right.
And brought a championship. Man, that LeBron James is quite a guy.
He is. Yeah. What are you saying? Better than Jordan? Is that what you're saying, Blair?
Wow.
Is that what you're saying? I think that's what I heard.
Without the rings. Because when you find a Michael Jordan fan, no matter what he does, send 100,000 people to college. But yeah, but how many rings does he have?
He
said promote local business and jobs.
How many rings he got?
But how many rings he got?
Bob, that's
all right, and then followed by all right then.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, then that. Hey, how about that then?
Yeah, that's barbershop talk. It always man, is with.
Well, how many rings he got?
And that shut and it pretty much shuts him down too.
I mean, when you
think about it, it's there. When you talk about
72
LeBron,
72 rings. How many rings he got? He's doing good. He's doing good, man. I mean, mm-hmm. Man can't win.
Wait a minute. Here's a police shooting. They shot a deaf person, Sib.
Yeah.
In Charlotte.
Yeah.
God, this is like
killed him. Deaf.
Yeah.
I think he is dead.
Yeah. What do you have, Jay?
I think they did kill him. I think they did.
Yeah, they killed him.
Yeah, they killed him.
Oh, they did.
They
yeah.
killed him.
Yeah. And people are saying, why did the trooper kill a deaf man? And they said that the deaf man
didn't understand the command.
Couldn't understand what was being said to him. And he was not only deaf, but he was speech impaired. And they said that his disabilities led to the misunderstanding, according to the news report. And they said that this is not the case, and the family is looking for answers about why Daniel Harris was shot near his home last week after what police say was a 7-mile vehicle chase.
And why was he running?
And that he didn't know that they were, you know, that there was a problem. It was that he led the police on a chase, but that they don't have the answers.
No body camera?
I have not seen that.
We got to get body cameras. That answers a lot of questions.
Body cameras don't always work because they cut them off or they say they fall off or so.
We have not seen it, Tom. They say that there may be dashboard cameras and body camera footage related to the incident or to this situation. It's not an incident. It's more than that. Which sent the officers to the scene after the shooting. But as far as what has been released right now, nothing.
Speech impaired. And deaf,
yeah.
And shot, killed by the police.
A state trooper, yeah.
A state trooper.
And he died at the scene.
Hmm.
But,
wow.
And once again, Jay, when you have the cameras, you know, we've had this in several places, including in Chicago. They have body cameras, and mysteriously, they aren't working.
Mysteriously.
But mysterious. This is another awful situation.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, that they were trying to pull him over because he was speeding. He did not stop and drove towards his Charlotte neighborhood, and he exited the vehicle. There was an encounter that took place. But what kind of encounter takes place when a man probably, I don't know if he can gesture because his hands are up or what. That's just a horrific scene.
Just because you chase him 8 miles doesn't mean you're going to shoot somebody. And then ask questions.
Yeah. And not be able to get any answers.
Yeah.
Because he can't hear you.
Right there. They've shot handcuffed black men. They shot black men in the back of cars. They shot black men laying on the ground.
With their hands up.
Hands up. You've been shot.
A deaf person.
So the highway patrol and those that are involved say that at least 20 highway patrol police officers responded, and it is going to take some time to get all the vehicles related to this together. But this is, and of course there are questions about whether this young man was
armed. I'm really
armed.
Not trying to be funny, but he didn't see the cops following him.
Yeah.
Like, for seven
for
miles,
8 miles?
For I'm 8 miles, he didn't see all those police officers behind him?
More likely than not, we would think, you know, of course he should have seen this.
And why did he continue?
And these are answers we may never get.
You know, sometimes you really got to get home. you know, and you can't stop. Now, I can speak, I can hear, but if you really got to get home and you, because he pulled over once he got home, right?
Yeah, he drove into the neighborhood. Yeah, and maybe that's what he wanted. Maybe he wanted to get someplace where he thought he would be safe.
Hmm.
And maybe he was trying to get to somebody who could translate for him, tell them what the situation, tell him and the police what was going on.
Yeah. Well, that's sad.
It's awful.
It is. It is.
It's so unnecessary.
And there was a huge earthquake in Italy.
Overnight.
Huge.
Yeah.
Overnight.
6.2 with aftershocks. About 100 miles outside of Rome. And
it was felt in Rome? Yeah.
The death toll right now is said to be somewhere in the area of 35 to 37.
But wow.
And it happened if there is a more horrible time to happen, but of course in the middle of the night. Mm. And so they are dealing with that this morning.
Okay, so good morning. That's what happened overnight. Good morning. Let's get this Wednesday started.